Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Tes and Parak Hey Mishnah Yod. Parak Hey Mishnah Tes is going to be continuing our discussion regarding Biyur, the time that one needs to get rid of all of your maestros from your home. Like we said previously, that's generally done to the Erev Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, and then Erev Pesach of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Now in Parak Hey Mishnah Tes, we're going to be discussing a case where a person will not have access to his maestros, to his produce, before the Zman Biyur comes, before the deadline for getting rid of the fruits and getting rid of the maestros has arrived. So what should one do in such a situation? Says the Mishnah, Mishahayu peirosav rechokim mimenu. If a person's produce is far away from him and he can't get them to the right person, he can't bring the Truma Gedolah to the Kohen, he can't bring the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, and so on and so forth, what should he do? Tzarech likros lohem shem. He must name the people that are going to get these produce, these crops. You have to declare where they're going to go. So he has to say, this is the Kohen, this is going to go to the Kohen, this is going to go to the Levi, this Maaser Ani is going to go to the poor person, and so on and so forth. And through that, he's going to transfer the ownership of the maestros to him. And therefore, he fulfills the obligation of Biyur, even though he didn't actually give it yet to the recipient. Continues the Mishnah, Maisa Rabban Gamliel v'Hazekainim. There was a story that took place with Rabban Gamliel and the Zekainim. Who are the Zekainim? The Zekainim are Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. So what story took place? Shahayuba and Basfina, they were traveling together on a ship when Rabban Gamliel realized that the Zman Biyur was approaching and he had not yet given out his maestros. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabban Gamliel said, Isur Shani Asid Lamod Nosun Leoshua. The 10% of my crops that I'm going to measure out as Maaser Rishon, I'm giving to Yehoshua. Yehoshua is a Levi, therefore he's going to get Maaser Rishon. Umekomo Muskarlo. And the place that it's on right now, the land on which the Maaser Rishon lies, is going to be rented to him. So he's going to acquire the Maaser Rishon by paying for the ground beneath the Maaser Rishon. Continues the Mishnah, Isur Acher Shani Asir Lamod Nosun Le'Akiva Ben Yosef. Another tenth of my crops and my produce, I'm going to measure out as Maaser Ani, and I'm going to give them to Akiva Ben Yosef. Akiva Ben Yosef was the treasurer of the charities of the various stuckos for the poor people, the various charities for the poor people, and therefore he's designated his Maaser Ani, his 10% that's going to the poor people. He's giving it to Akiva Ben Yosef, who, as the Mishnah says, Sheyizke Bola Aniyim. He's going to acquire this 10% on behalf of the poor people, Umekomo Muskarlo, and the Maaser Ani's place is also going to be rented out to him so that he can acquire the Maaser Ani by paying for the ground beneath it as well. So in this way, Rabbi Gamliel gave his Maaser Rishon and his Maaser Ani to their appropriate recipients. Rabbi Yehoshua, who was a Levi, was then required to separate Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon that he had just received. And that's what the Mishnah is going to tell us right now. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua. So Rabbi Yehoshua said, Isur Shani Asid Lamod Nasun Le'Elazar Ben Azariah. The tenth of my Maaser Rishon that I will measure out as Trumas Maaser is going to be given to Elazar Ben Azariah. He's a Kohen, right? Well, like we learned previously, you have Maaser Rishon, that's great. But now you have to give a tenth of the Maaser Rishon. The Levi has to give a tenth of the Maaser Rishon to the Kohen as Trumas Maaser. That's what he's doing. He's giving it to Elazar Ben Azariah, who was a Kohen, Umekomo Muskarlo. And once again, the place, he's basically saying that the Trumas Maaser's place is being rented also to him so that he can acquire the Trumas Maaser by paying for the ground that is underneath it. V'niskablu zeh mizeh schar. So now that everyone was sort of declared that they get what they get, they're going to the people that get the payments, that declared the various Trumas and Maestros going to where they need to go, they received the rent payment from each other, meaning Rabbi Gamliel got payment from Rabbi Yehoshua for the place of the Maaser Rishon, because he was the Levi, and he got a payment from Rabbi Akiva for the place of the Maaser Ani, for the poor people, and Rabbi Yehoshua also got payment from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah for the area of the Trumas Maaser, so that he could get the Trumas Maaser from him as the Kohen. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud. The rest of the Masech is going to be dealing with what we refer to as Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser is basically what happens when after the Zman Bir comes, after all the Trumos and Meiseros were separated, were distributed, were given out. So now the person, the owner, the Baal, has to say Vidui Meiser, which is described in Parshas Kisavo. And in those psukim, in the declarations of the owner, he's basically saying that I did exactly what I had to do. I separated exactly what I needed to separate. I gave out and distributed the trumos and maisos like what I was supposed to do. Now, what's interesting is that this is referred to as vidui maiser. The word vidui, as I'm sure many of us are familiar with, in the context of Yom Kippur, in the context of the Yom Narayim, vidui refers to confession, where we confess the sins that we make. So why is it referred to as vidui? What's the confession that's happening here when the owner is basically declaring that he gave the trumos and maisros in the appropriate fashion? So the idea really is, and this is really based on the Sfarno in Parshas Kisavo, that originally, as I'm sure many of us know, the firstborn son, the Bechor, of each family was supposed to serve the Rabbona Shel Olam in the temple. They were supposed to be the Kohanim and the Levim representing us in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore a father was going to be the person to give him the Truma, to give him the Maaser region, to give him most, not all, but most, of the Trumas and Maaseros were going to go to the Bechor, were going to go to the firstborn sons. And therefore, these things would have stayed in his house. He would have given them to his Bechor. He wouldn't have had to get rid of them, and they would have stayed in his home. However, after the sin of the Chet Ha'egel, after the sin of the golden calf took place, the responsibility of serving in the Beis HaMikdash was transferred to the Kohanim and the Levim. And therefore, that's why we give Truma Gadol to the Kohen, Meiser Rishon to the Levi, Trumas Meiser to the Kohen, and so on and so forth, because now the Kohanim and the Levim are representing us in the Beis HaMikdash as a result of the Chet Ha'egel, as a result of the golden calf. So it's really because of that sin that we have to get rid of it all from our home. We have to bring it to the Kohen, and we have to bring it to the Levi. So when we declare, as we're going to discuss in the Mishnah, Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis, that I removed all of the holiness, all of the Trumas, and all of the Maestros, all of the holy things from my home, it's basically a confession regarding the sin of the golden calf. That the reason why we need to remove all of these Trumas and Maestros from our home is because we sinned then, and we are confessing that sin that we did many years ago. Okay, says the Mishnah Perikei, Mishnah Yud, as we continue, and really we're going to be discussing and really going through the psukim in Parshas Kisavo, the declaration of Vidui Meiser that has to be made, and exactly what it is all referring to. Says the Mishnah, "Bemincha biyom tov acharon hayu misvadin." In the afternoon of the last day of Pesach, that's when the Vidui Meiser, that's when the Vidui would be recited. How was the vidui done? What was the meaning of the vidui? Says the Mishnah. Number one, Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis, Zeh Meiser Sheni V'Netzar Revada. When the vidui says that I have removed the holy things from the house, so what's that referring to? It's referring to the removal of Meiser Sheni and Netzar Revada, like we learned previously. These things must be removed from the house, either by being taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or if you can't do that, you have to destroy them in accordance with the beer, unless, of course, you redeem them as well. Continues the Mishnah, Nesativ LaLevi, Zeh Meiser Levi. The next words of the Pesukim where it says, I have given it to the Levi, that's referring to the Meiser Rishon, the Meiser that the Levi receives. Continues in the Mishnah, Vigam Nesativ Zo Truma Utrumas Meiser. When the Pasuk says, and I've also given it, so what does that mean? What else was given? That's referring to the Truma and the Trumas Meiser, which are both given to the Kohen. The final sections continuing in the Mishnah, La Ger, La Yosom, Villa Almana. And when the Pasuk says, when the Vidui is being declared, that I'm giving it, that I gave it to the convert, to the orphan, and to the widow, the person that lost their husband, that's referring to Maiser Ani, to Leket, to Shicha, and to Peya, which are given to the poor. The various Matnos, Aniyim, gifts to the poor, those are all being referred to in the Pasuk when it says, La Ger, La Yosom, Villa Almana. However, the Mishnah concludes by saying, "Afal pisha einon ma'achvin es havidoi." Even though you have to certainly say this, and you have to give the manos aniyim, leka chicha and peya, those are gifts to the poor, they're included in the vidoy, but they don't prevent the vidoy from being recited. That if someone gives all the other chumas and maisers, but didn't give the manos aniyim, he would still recite this vidoy maiser, he would still say these psukim, and certainly he should give the manos aniyim, but it's not going to undermine and disallow the vidoy maiser from being said. Final part of the Mishnah, min habayis, when the pasuk said earlier that I've removed the holy things from the house, min habayis, that's referring, says the Mishnah, to challah, to the portion of dough that must be given to a kohen, which we will learn about Amir Tzahashem in the next Masechta. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud, discuss what a person should do if his man beer came, the time for removing the chumas and mice from your home arrived, and it's too far, you can't access your produce at that particular point in time. So we said that you can declare it publicly and say what portion is going where, and so on and so forth. The Mishnah then gave a story of Rabbi Gamliel and the various Zakenim who were on a boat, and there also he declared the Matnos Anim unto Rabbi Akiva, and the Meiser Rishon was given to Yehoshua, who was a Levi, and so on and so forth. Chumas Meiser then was given to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They made the declarations, and then they rented by renting the areas where the Chumas and Meisers are at that particular point in time, they're able to acquire it, even if they're not presently there, and even if they're far away from that particular point in time, they can still do that, and that's how they can deal with the Zman Beer if they don't have access at that time to their produce. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Yud went through the first section of the Vidoy Meiser, of the confession that is made, that a person declaring that I gave all the Chumas and Meisers in the appropriate way. And we said what each of the Psukim, what each of the words in the first Pasuk at least, are referring to as part of Vidoy Meiser. Have a great day.